in. She said, "Home, sweet papa, squeeze me every now and then." I keep a rolling with my baby. She's sweet that way. We went out to a movie, stopped in the very last row. We hadn't been there a good 5 minutes before she's ready to go. I had to roll with my baby. I had to roll with my baby. I had to roll with my baby. Cause she's sweet that way. She's such a sweet woman, I never let her go. Cause deep down inside of me, Lord knows I love her so. I'll keep rolling with my baby. I'll keep rolling with my baby. I'll keep rolling with my baby. Cause she's sweet that way.
Indeed. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, May 1st. Happy May Day to us all. May 1st, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. To the degree during these shows that we can, we're going to be continuing to follow in the newspapers and certainly be giving thanks here for the Nuit Debout, Night Standing Up, which I take to mean that those who have been disappeared are disappeared no more. The Nuit Debout occupiers of plazas across France, and particularly in the Place de la République in Paris, and ask all of us to consider this May Day and every day organizing global general strikes in order to begin planning our future based in abundance, the mutual aid and cooperation of nations, and non-coercion, decentralization, and the end of hierarchy, class, rank. This means linking our resistance together, sharing what we learn, understanding power's inevitable response of infiltration to make our movements seem violent and weaken our unity, and being prepared to keep standing nonetheless. Perhaps the central question is this: say our good three. How and to what extent can the well-organized arms of progressive movements in Western Europe, framed as they are by their current forms and immediate concerns, recompose themselves into agencies not of national realization, but of world historical transformation? A profound question. This recomposition would mean they become in the future as subversive of the interstate system per se as they have been in the past, as they have in the past been its products and proponents. I think that's changing. I haven't heard a really good analysis of the degree to which all the popular uprisings and movements expressed, not just like Nuit Debout, but expressed in just simply non-participation in the given, the offered political process, in favor of actually sort of processing this moment and the possibilities it offers with our enormous ability to coordinate globally and talk and discuss globally. Options are opening up that all over the world we are recognizing now. It is a moment of churning and recomposition, as using the word they just used. And that I just quoted from Giovanni Arrighi, Terence K. Hopkins, and Emmanuel Wallerstein's collection of essays, and that one was Beyond Haymarket, in their book Anti-Systemic Movements. We refer to this book a lot. It's an important one. I don't have any other example like it that is urging us to make our movements global. And what we're arguing in this space and encouraging discussion of it so that we can devise, so that we can develop certainty around it, is that that only begins to happen at the rate that we need right now, given the speed with which power is acting to shut it down, is global general strikes. And that means continue a strategy that is not just a one-time thing, but is an ongoing process so that we can begin discussing a future not based in class, but based in what our human nature wants, which is cooperation, abundance, and living our gifts as we're meant.